There we go. I got what I wanted. All right.
Yeah, there we go.
That was so good, dude.
Look, that's what Joe Biden. Joe Biden came out tonight and then played Despacito off his phone.
Incredible.
Into the microphone, and he was just like, "You know what it is, boys. If I had half the talent of those guys, I would be president."
So what's up, guys? Welcome to the Who Up podcast. I'm Clay. I'm here with Chris, Logan, and Cave, per the usual. But we also have a very special guest, high profile and highly anticipated and requested guest, Bryce Woolman.
Let's go, baby. I'm happy to be here.
Hell fucking yeah.
Let's get it. My big things in the Who Up pod. Yeah. Mud ting, yeah.
Chet Hanks, what's up? Dude, Chet Hanks is on here too? Is this the
reveal? Me name a Chet Hanks.
Me name a Chet Hanks, man.
You know my dad Thomas, I don't know, eh?
He done had the COVID.
You said Bryce Woolman on the pod. Run that thing back. Mad thing.
Me father Tom Hanks. He not an idiot like a Forrest Gump.
Oh my God.
My father was not stranded on a no island. I swear to God, he live in a Hollywood.
He's debunking Tom Hanks movies.
Yeah.
My father is no a cowboy toy.
He's slowly getting more and more like Chinese.
More Chinese.
Let's go. Aren't we all?
Yeah. I mean,
aren't we just slowly getting more and more Chinese, you know?
Yeah, every day we're closer.
To the master race,
which is Chinese people.
Yo, choose your words carefully, Chris.
They're right. We have to say that, otherwise Hong Kong will take us.
I'm a Nazi, but only for Chinese people.
You can't spell Wuhan virus without a dub.
Oh my God! Am I gonna get canceled?
Yeah.
I hope so.
No, I don't know if you'll get canceled. We might.
I don't think I said anything wrong.
I am loving this energy out the gate.
Dude, I was listening to a couple of your other pods and like, damn, sad Chris got canceled by KPE, huh?
Dude, yeah.
No, don't bring this up.
Skip that. I'm sorry.
No.
Run that team back. KPE.
Run that team back. Like... Chet Hanks.
Kyle Plant emoji. Bad ting, man.
This is a Kyle Plant emoji. A mad bad ting. No vibes.
Yeah,
you know the vibes. Bad ting.
He was pretty bummed that Chris was. Chris didn't like Jewish people. Which isn't even what happened.
I was a Chinese Nazi.
I got a little guessing game for ya. Let's guess at the state that this man lives in.
Kyle Plant emoji's not gonna want to do it because he hates Chinese people and I hate Jewish people. We're like the perfect combination, right?
Not if you're a Chinese Nazi.
Right, he probably hates me even more now.
Oh man.
It's like Willem Dafoe and Green Goblin and Spider-Man, but it's Chris and KP. He's like, you and I can rule this planet, Plant.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's a good take.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, Goblin emoji unblocking me. I want to call you cute.
I like his TikTok a lot, man.
If there are any girls listening, I like The Office.
Hey,
but if there's no girls listening, I hate The Office.
Yo, what a fucking bold. No one's done that on pod before. That's respect.
Dude,
fucking.
Yeah, dude. No one's sent on pod.
Oh, damn.
He's not even sipping. He's just throwing the invite out there.
I support that fully. Just
fully. Yeah, same.
Being a guest on a podcast and projecting your dominance, I think, is like a power move.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
No, don't.
It's just my nature.
This is my pod now.
I love it.
It's just my nature.
It makes me so happy.
I'm fully hoping Bryce just takes the pod hostage.
Dude, it's just I just take the pod completely from you guys just from here on out.
I would love it if like next week Bryce is like tweeting links to like, hey guys, check out the Who Up podcast solo episodes with me.
Welcome to the fucking Woman Up pod.
Hell yeah. That's a good name for a podcast. I might have to make one.
Dude, yeah, that'd be sick.
Oh, my last one is just it fell off. The one where I would like me and my friend would just try a different can of beans every week.
How many bean cans did you guys get into?
I think we made like 15 episodes, and like we would just go to the grocery store and we'd try a different kind of beans every time.
Like baked
just like
beans,
baked beans? Yeah.
I would just eat cold baked beans out the can as fast as I could.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and then we'd review them, and then they usually was just us. Like one time, his mom and dad came on, and we just got hammered with his parents on pod.
Yeah, that's so epic. Did you do any of them in the hot tub?
No, dude. You guys should come down to Sioux Falls, and we should get my parents' hot tub for an episode.
Oh my god! Like a live recording, that would be insane.
Hot tub pod machine.
Oh my god. Yes. Dude, it could be like those, like, have you seen that picture of those rednecks like with like the extension cord like floating on like flip-flops in the pool?
Yeah.
That'd be us in the hot tub.
Just me dropping a mic into the hot tub and killing us all.
It's all of us in a pool in a hot tub, and fucking we got the soundboard on the center on a like a fucking pizza box, and everyone's got their own mic into the soundboard, and we're all just holding the wires up. Yeah, that's a fucking incredible setup.
That's just faith. You have faith in your boys.
You have the mic in one hand, like with the wires wrapping around the same hand, and then a beer in the other, and we're just
say, and we're fucking trashed.
Yeah.
Here's my question: do we all get to go back in time and accidentally hit on our moms at ski lodges?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, naturally. Cool.
I mean, it's not like it's not the best part of it, but I think it's like a necessary part of the plot for the podcast.
Does that mean that our moms are hanging out?
Yeah, they can hang out.
Do you think our moms have even never been in the same state at the same time?
Yes.
Well, Clay, Logan, and Gabe's mom for sure has.
Yeah.
We all live in the same state.
Yeah.
I'm in South Dakota. Vibing.
Ohio. We're in Minnesota.
My mother has been in South Dakota.
Damn.
Kristen's a bit harder, but the three of us, we could legitimately make the trip to Sioux Falls and hang out in your hot tub. Yeah, that's feasible.
I think we're only like an hour or so away, right?
No, I think it's like no, three longer or four. Than
that. It's like, where are you guys at?
We're like right around the cities.
Yeah, Cave's, it's like three. Cave's, it's like three.
Cave's literally in the cities, and Clay and I are in a suburb.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours. I would always drive up on Christmas break to like see my friends in the cities.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you hit that fucking interstate to Sioux Falls, and you can haul ass on that bitch.
taking a 3-hour drive to drink beer and sit in a hot tub. Yeah, I'll do that.
And then we drive.
I've done it before.
Yeah, no, literally. I'm not sarcastic. I will.
I've driven further to drink beer for less.
It's pretty epic.
They have Greyhound stations in South Dakota?
I don't even know. I don't think I've even seen a bus before.
We spent the entire pod talking about the logistics of going to Sioux Falls.
It just turns into stagecoaches about halfway through Minnesota.
Yeah.
I just walked to South Dakota.
Dude, there was a time I took a Greyhound and there was an entire Amish family on that thing. They smelled fucking terrible.
They do that. They're the fucking worst.
Like, I don't want to shit on the entire people, but like they all smell like the inside of a fucking if I shoved a rotten egg up my asshole and squeezed my cheek so hard that it crushed the egg, it just and then farted. That's what they smell like.
I have a question. Oh, yeah.
Amish people suck. They smell. They're dirty.
Well, are they're they disgusting. Were they Amish or were they Hasidic Jews? Because they kind of do the same thing.
No, they were Amish because they'd like, they like, I know, I understand when you say that, I could see the similarities in looks, but like, they literally looked like they were just out of like the 1600s.
That's wild, damn, dude.
How many years till you think Amish people can play like Sega Genesis? Do they have to wait like 200 more years?
That's like 3,000 years down the line, dude.
They're just damn.
The idea of Amish people having like a prophecy of like the technological revolution, but it's going to be like, 3,000 years later for them. Like, IBM is going to start supercomputers.
I love how they're just kind of behind us by a certain 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's the year like 8,000. We have full blown like VR and whatnot, and they just figured out a PS3. Yeah.
They just figured out a PS3.
They're like, Little Big Planet is fun.
I like the idea of Amish people only being Amish because they can't figure out technology.
They're just so baffled by like, I don't know. Well, they get fireplaces. They know how to make electric fireplaces.
They can do that?
I don't know. Isn't that a thing?
They make fires. I mean, I'm the closest to Amish country. Even though
I'm just throwing out things that I think I know.
They have buggies. I know that they get killed all the time.
No, Bryce. This is the Hoo-Wop pod. You can't just throw shit at a wall and see if something sticks.
He's kind of right. What I'm understanding is that you can buy an Amish electric fireplace. I don't know if they can use them, but they do sell them.
Oh, they can build them.
They do amazing woodworking. Seriously. I had a picnic table that we bought from Amish people, and it like lasted like 15, 20 years.
Well, yeah,
and,
like, what's the only thing they know how to work with?
Well, here's the thing. I have a fat family, so like it was withstanding a lot.
Yeah, well, they have oxen and stuff.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they just put like one and a half ox on a table to make sure that it's sturdy enough for people.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do that.
They get killed. Did you know they ride their buggies like at night and get killed all the time?
Yeah, because they don't have fucking lights. They're idiots.
They don't have any headlights. Yeah, they just have like a little lantern that gets them killed.
Yeah. Well, because it looks like a motorcyclist, and obviously you want to hit those guys.
Right.
Do you think their celebrity is like Paul Revere? Like they dream of the day that they can ride a horse that fast?
Maybe.
I am convinced that like video games don't make you violent, but I have had the intrusive thought of driving on the road and seeing a motorcyclist and being like, damn, I could just fucking whip this guy off the road.
Yeah, GTA does.
I think that's video games, though.
Maybe, because I've done it in GTA.
I think about putting my car into the medium all the time. And it's just like, that has nothing to do with Fortnite.
This is actually really cool, because thanks to TikTok, I just found out that intrusive thoughts are a thing, and I guess everyone has them.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think about the Long Island medium a lot. Most of my intrusive thoughts are just TLC shows.
I think of like my intrusive thought is John and Kate plus 8.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, he's wearing Ed Hardy and he's left his family.
My intrusive thought is Kodak Black dropping his phone in the shower.
The one picture was Kodak Black where he's like, I support breast cancer. He should be supporting the troops is what he should be doing.
Facts.
I think that man supports breasts. Have you seen his chest?
Oh, man.
Dude. Tonight I went to get sweet tea from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And there was a tiny midget person in there working. A little person. And they were at the window.
And I didn't know what to fucking do. Like, I had to park and laugh. Little fucking hand. I can just see the top of their head.
Are you shitting me? That really happened?
I just thought about it. Again. I had to laugh and park. I was fucking laughing so hard.
So wait, this didn't really happen?
This happened. I just thought about the fact that it happened earlier tonight.
Oh shit, okay.
Don't
that's
you
fucking,
you
that's
see
crazy.
Little people
I love
places
I love
you don't expect them.
Go ahead, Clay.
Oh, I was just I was just saying, don't you hate it when you see little people when you least expect them?
Yeah. I also just love the idea of Chris saying midget and then being like, no, it's little person. Chris just goes, I don't know, little midget person?
Well, like, I don't know what to call him. Little person seems demeaning to me, yeah, more than midget.
Oh, man.
Because they might be little, but they have a big personality.
It's consistent. I mean, if we're keeping it consistent.
Dude, that sounds like a TLC show. They might be little, but they have a big personality.
Little people, little big personalities. Big,
welcome to Little Big Planet. But
it's just like little person drag queens. Or isn't that a dance show or something?
RuPaul's,
yeah, that's what
cuties
is. Oh,
it's called
Cutie.
It's
called
Little Big
It's not being a pedophile if you're looking at the kids in Cuties. They're just little people.
Oh, man. That's not what I was getting at.
No, but he really wanted
to. That
was
the point
people
I was trying to make.
We're getting into interesting territory, though. Right now I'm thinking about a guy that, like, has sex with a little person and then is like, goes to like the church or something and is talking to a priest and he's like, Father, forgive me, I have sinned. I've had sex with a child. And the priest is like, oh my God. And he's like, you know, priest, I brought a picture, and it's just a picture of like a little person.
Jesus Christ.
And he's like, oh, hey, no, that's, you're fine, actually.
I want a little person sitcom. I want like Full House, but they're all dwarves.
Well, yeah.
Full House, but it's called Dollhouse.
I was gonna say Half House, but Dollhouse is even better.
I was gonna say Not So Full House.
Yeah.
Dude, that's good.
Everywhere you look, everywhere is a midget.
Everyone's always like tripping over step stools.
Yeah. You got it, dude. And everyone's the same size as Michelle.
And it's, yeah.
70% of the show is like going up and down stairs.
Dude, it's just CGI Michelle and a bunch of little people.
I was gonna say, it's regular Mary Kate Nashville.
That'd be cool, too.
Oh, man. That rocks.
It's just all little people, but we just deep fake the original actors.
So it's Bob Saget's face on a tiny little man. Yeah. Brad,
you remember
Williams
those Twitter
one?
Accounts that were like, your boy Bob Saget, and he'd just like tweet the N-word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was Bob Saget.
It was such a weird time.
It's crazy. You had like the Phil Werrell account was like huge and would just be like talking like a all hood and shit.
Yeah, or then there'd be like the Wiz Khalifa account, be like, I just want to hold a girl's hand.
Yeah, dude, when like Twitter was the wild frontier in like 2010.
Oh my God, I love those like Mac Miller, Kid Cudi like accounts that were like lonely stoner shit. Be like,
yeah,
vibing out to the stars.
Yeah.
For real,
I feel that
on a spiritual level.
And it's like, yeah, it's a Tuesday night. What the fuck are you doing?
I would just add people I went to high school with and be like, is a fag.
You would do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris was a bully.
I would just tweet like Juicy J lyrics and my friends would like bring it up to me in school. I'd be like, who the neighbors? Kobe Bryant from the Lakers. Now that's paper. And my friends would be like, what are you talking about? I'd be like, you never listen to Rubber Band Business 2? It'll change your life, brother.
Yeah.
You're in like South Dakota at the time.
Yeah, I'm in South Dakota. Everyone else is listening to like some sad ass country, and I'm just like in the back, like listening to Juicy J mixtapes I got off Datpiff. I'm like, damn, son, where'd you find this? And they're like, bro, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh my God.
Oh, dude, that Datpiff rocks.
Dude, Datpiff was amazing.
Imagine you 6'5" in middle school explaining something like rap to somebody in a Merle Haggard t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't know. It was an interesting time.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, the internet back then was fucking kick ass. I was gonna say, with those like song lyric tweets, that was the best part about high school. Was like, those were your tweets that like popped off like locally.
Yeah,
like some fire lyrics. I remember some kid in my grade tweeting, hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping? And getting like 50-something likes on it. And I was just like, are you kidding me? Like,
I remember, dude, we should all tweet that right now and see what happens.
Yeah,
that actually rocks.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I'm opening it to have it as we speak.
Macklemore want to go thrift shopping.
I might say, hey, Macklemore, like in two words.
Macklemore.
I used to do this thing where I'd hear a song lyric that I really liked, and then I'd tweet like kind of the same song lyric, but it'd be just like wildly off. So I'd have like the
I
same.
Can't wait for creative ratio.
So, but it would be just be like wildly off, but still the gist of the line. So instead of like the lonely stoner seems to free his mind that night, it would be like the lonely guy who smokes weed is not thinking too much tonight, or what? Like it was so bad because I just couldn't remember lyrics.
Fucking. I know everyone talks. I know everyone talks about this, but fucking, I do think we should go back to the old times where, like, when you quoted a tweet, it was just like the tweet in quotations with their at, and then you could just like fucking warp the shit.
Oh yeah, this one girl was like, "How I'm still alive after that 14-hour shift? I'll never know." And my friend quoted it, and he just got rid of the F. And so it's like, "How I'm still alive after that 14-hour shit? I'll never understand." Or
wait, was that back when like quote tweeting was like you could change what they said?
Yeah, it was just their at and then the tweet in quotations.
Dude, that was the best. You could
I wish we could still say that.
Anything.
I would just
dude,
make...
yeah, it needs to come back.
That's a good
dude.
Era.
I was just on my MLA type APA type shit, you know?
Yeah,
because people would just fucking like people would just edit into racist shit and then try to help people.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, why was Dwayne Johnson calling 50 Cent an N-word hard R? It's like, I don't think that's what he said.
Or just why did this white account just tweet the N-word at me?
God damn, those were the days.
Yeah. What the fuck facts was a good account too.
I really like
Uber facts.
Mm-hmm. Uber facts. I was looking at Uber facts last night when I couldn't sleep.
They're still tweeting?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Do they still do facts that are pretty Uber? Or?
I don't know. They just keep retweeting tweets from like 2015. I don't know.
I used to.
Yes, they ran out of facts.
I used to love this account where they'd only post like comments of Pornhub videos. And I remember
just
losing my mind to that. And some kid like coming up to me in the hallway and like, dude, you're on Pornhub? I'm like, no. No, why are you?
I still need to be horny facts.
Yeah.
Yo, hang on. Uber facts is crazy. They have a tweet from 5 hours ago. It says, in 2016, a Chinese woman got each of her 20 boyfriends to buy her a newly released iPhone 7. She sold them and used the money to buy a house.
That's amazing.
What kind of house?
It's like there's no article, nothing. It's like you could have just made that up.
Let's just start making up facts.
That'd actually be sick. Just have like a fax account and just make shit up all the time.
Once a day, every day for 7 years, this Korean man put a metal ring around his cock. It enlarged his penis by 26 inches.
In 2004, this one Amish couple went to every A&W Taco Bell combo in the United States in a 32-day span.
That's the
best. We never had an A&W Taco Bell like combo. We had an A&W Long John Silver's combo.
Yo, yeah, it was fire.
Goated combo.
Yeah, that place went hard, and then it went under. That was very sad.
Now it's a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck
you
was
know
like
what?
This?
Uberfacts has me fucked up. I just crunched the numbers on that tweet. So when the iPhone 7 released, it was $769, brand new.
Yeah.
Okay, so she had 20 boyfriends, and they all bought her a brand new one. So assuming that she sold them just like at the same market price, she would have only made
$15,380.
What kind of house are you getting for that cheap?
Well, if she's
a little tiny townhome.
Look at Chinese real estate. Look at Chinese Zillow.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Pull up Chinese Zillow.
Chinese Zillow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You, While you're doing that,
like, you search China in Zillow, and they're like, "Are you sure?"
And you just it's tweeted, like, "Oh, sorry."
Well, I don't know what I was going to say. I was just making noise.
Oh, okay, Kanye just tweeted, "I don't want to see no woke tweets or hear no woke raps. It's showtime. It's a whole different energy right now."
He's fully going, like...
manic?
Yeah, he's manic as fuck right now.
He's also fully going, like, yo, we got to stop speaking out. We got to be about our paper.
Yeah, well, I mean... that's kind of his thing. Yeah. It's just like, I'm gonna buy racism. Yeah. Like, and truthfully, I don't think he's wrong. I think like the whole point is wealth disparity in this country. And if Kanye gets all the money,
yeah,
could technically rule the world.
Yeah.
So therefore, by process of elimination, black people would run the world.
Yeah.
So I think Kanye's right.
There's a point.
Yeah, he's not... he's crazy, but not, like, crazy. You know what I mean? Like... you know.
He just keeps Googling billionaires and posting screenshots of the Google search. And it's just...
yeah, that's my whole thing. It's just, is Kanye really different from any of us? He's just more on the spotlight.
Yeah.
Literally. If you caught me on a good day, well, bad day, but
yeah,
I would be saying off the wall shit just for the attention.
For sure.
I wouldn't be like, fucking, it's so on brand for Clay to just start fucking tweeting screenshots of Google.
Yeah.
I think absolutely. I've done it.
Yeah.
We've been there. We've done it. We'll do it again, you know?
I've tweeted, like, how do girls work?
How do girls work?
And then just posted the screenshot.
I've tweeted some dumb shit, man. I love this app.
And tweets some really stupid shit, man. Last night, I just tweeted the screenshot of the picture that just said, "My wife took the kid or got custody of the kids," and it got 100 likes. There's no reason for that.
Dude, last night I tweeted, "One time I helped a janitor from my high school move into his new house, and he paid me with a 5-foot party sub from Subway that he won from a radio contest."
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, it's a true story.
That's so fucking cool.
It was this janitor named Joey, and he was like, he was dope. He had like hella tattoos, and like he played bass, and my friend and him like had a band. It was really weird. He was cool though.
He sounds fucking awesome. Did he ever like get you guys beer?
No, he never bought me beer. But one time he gave me his keys, and I had like, he told me to go to the gas station and get him some pop or something. I was like, okay,
that's pretty
strange, man. Give me your keys. What's going on?
That fucking owns. I would drive in a car so fast if someone gave me keys to it.
Yeah,
like Ferris Bueller in the fucking Ferrari or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I'd be.
Yeah, but it was like a Honda Accord. Like it wasn't.
I'd be tearing that Honda Accord a new ass, dude. Be speeding down the street.
Some Asian guy gives you the keys to like his fucking souped up 2002 Subaru, and you just fucking hit that shit at like 110 and get fucking pulled over.
Dude, I wouldn't even get in if it didn't have a DVD player.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, dude. Do you have a DVD player in your car too?
Yeah, my Chevy Tahoe, baby. My dad like ripped the front bumper off the other day when he was driving it.
Oh no. Damn.
He was backing out of our driveway and hit the front bumper on a basketball hoop that was like, I'm like, I don't even know how you did that, King, but respect. Respect.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet that he was able to do it. Not that he did do it.
Yeah.
I got a Chevy Uplander. So Chevy seems like the way to be for DVDs.
Chevy's the poster's vehicle of choice.
Yeah. I think it's that or Jeeps.
Yeah. Yep.
My brother's a Chevy stan, but my family's a Dodge family.
Disgusting.
Hey. So I've been doing some digging, some research on the average house price in China.
Yeah.
And I'm back with some new information.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Jamie.
So I did a rounded 15,000, converted it to the yuan, whatever the fuck it is. They were looking at 101,602.50, and then on Quora we found average house price in China around 2015, because the iPhone 7 released in 2016, so it's pretty close in time. And I'm seeing here that they're saying the average housing price is 20,000 in the downtown. So if we just kind of like, assuming that's American, even if we converted that with 15,000, a little over that in American dollars, seems like, yeah, you actually probably could get a house.
Wow.
Holy shit. That is that's a real Uber fact, dude.
Yeah. Because if it's 20,000 in Chinese currency, then of course you could buy like fucking five of them. But yeah, that's maybe Uber facts was right on that one.
That's kind of crazy. If I was the Uber facts guy, I would make up dumb shit like John Williams never watching the movies that he scores.
Can you imagine like Uber facts being like the person running it is like just decides to like me too a celebrity because like some celebrity like assaulted them or something. Like Uber facts tweets like, "Yo, in 1992, Keanu Reeves sexually assaulted me." Like, 1 of 50,
bro. No.
And, no, and then the next tweet is like, Rick from Rick and Morty's real name is Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be
the Uber.
Yeah, that rocks, dude.
They have a fucking notes app post. The next post is like fucking, yeah, it's like, there's only three of these monkey species left in India.
Oh my god, actually, it'd be even better if it wasn't a celebrity, but it was someone running another. It was like Uber Facts and What the Fuck Facts. Like, Uber Facts is like, the person running What the Fuck Facts assaulted me and like, in 2013, and What the Fuck Facts is like a notes apology.
It airs out DMs from a fucking fax, like a fax account group chat.
Yeah, there's like multiple fax accounts in there.
I'm sorry, my facts pop harder than yours, Uber facts.
Oh my god.
Oh, man.
There's another account. There's like What the Fuck Facts, and then there's like,
well, there's
WLF facts, because What the Fuck Facts like took the at.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, just, you know, I'm not associated with any of this. People are mistaking my at for What the Fuck Facts. I didn't insult anybody.
Dude, someone posts screenshots from the facts chat and like, What the Fuck Facts is pissed because they fucking posted a draft of a fact tweet and it didn't get enough fire reacts. So they just fucking go off on a fucking notes thread.
Yeah.
Dude, Uber horny facts.
Uber horny facts.
Uber horny What the Fuck Facts.
Uber horny What the Fuck Facts is tweeting, "Don't let me near a clitoris." ...
That's a fact.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
It sounds
and
like
it's
a
Uber horny.
It's like Mansworth, but like less. It's like Mansworth. Because the
you mean just Mansers?
Yeah.
Mansers.
Remember like the Meninist thing? What was that all about?
Oh my god. Yeah, man.
That was Meninist. That was that same era of Twitter.
Yeah dude. For real. Damn.
Dude, that's so fucking funny. I totally forgot about Meninist.
And then like the fake Steve Stifler account and like the
Oh my god, the fake Steve Stifler. Holy shit.
Black whatever.
I think some kids in my class, like school, like actually thought that Steve Stifler was a real person.
That owns.
I don't know. I can't confirm that, but I feel like that was the sentiment.
And I do wish that account was run by Sean William Scott. I think that would be just the goated fucking behind the scenes.
What is fucked up is I had never seen the movie in high school, so I had to like check. I thought Steve Stifler, because they would tweet like sports shit sometimes on that account, if I'm remembering correctly. I thought they were like a sports commentator or something. So I had to like look up Steve Stifler, and I was like, oh, I'm a dumbass. It's not a real person.
I missed the Dory account, or common white girl, or common black girl, or common Asian girl, or
Mad Black Thought.
Common Slovenian girl. Where are my track pants?
Common Lebanese girl. She just deactivated her account like 3 weeks ago after that explosion.
Oh, man. The Cloyd Rivers account is still running.
Yeah,
it is.
1.6 million followers.
So many.
I would love if there was like a common Asian girl account, and then like in like the fall of last year, she just tweets like, I have a bad feeling in my stomach.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, and this is their most recent Cloyd Rivers tweet. Based on the yard signs I've seen, Joe Biden will finish in third place behind Donald Trump in garage sale, America.
Is that Cloyd Rivers?
Yeah.
That is just awful.
Dude, the America signature is so fucking... That's what I love about it.
Yeah,
I think America. That's what our tweets are missing is a good signature.
What if
Floyd Rivers? Floyd Rivers is pro Joe Rogan doing the debate.
I'm pro Joe Rogan doing the debate. What if they brought back text signatures? You guys remember that?
Yeah, when every text you ever sent had the signature at the bottom.
Yeah.
What would yours be?
Right now.
Yeah.
Or like back in the day when they had them? Because back in the day I think. Oh damn! What did I used to have it as? I had it as something stupid, but like maybe my name, or maybe like Perry the Platypus.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I think I'll go with. Please, do a personal message, miss.
Yeah, that rocks.
I think back then it probably would have been something like Epic Sauce, or some shit. Now it would probably just be like. It'd probably just be some random fucking like language that I think looks funny. I'd probably do like Arabic and something.
I think nowadays I would definitely have the can you send me a pic of like that whole copypasta as
I think a signature is limited to like 20 characters.
Yeah, no, I know, but I would start it out. I'd have the first 20 characters of that copypasta.
You know what? I think I would make mine something so I could just get people to stop texting me. My text signature would be like Blue Lives Matter or something.
It would be the N-word.
No, it doesn't need to be that abrasive. Maybe it'd be like Keep America Great or something.
Fucking
like girl from the bar like texts me and is like, hey, you know, you gave me your number, so I'm texting you. What are you doing today? I'm like, oh, not much. And then it's like, Blue Lives Matter.
Gabe would do the fucking that t-shirt or whatever that somebody tweeted that was like Black Lives MAGA.
Yo, yeah, that t-shirt's so epic.
That shirt is just weird. I was like, I don't understand what's going on here. My brain doesn't work. I'm too dumb to understand.
It's like one of those pictures where like all the lines are kind of blurred and you don't know what's in it, but like
what any of it means. Yeah. Is this pro black people at this point? I don't even know what's happening.
But are those earrings over there or is it like a lawn chair? I can't tell. You know what I mean?
I think it's just the peak centrist shirt because all they wanted, like, it's like the peak like South Park centrist where it's like having any opinion is stupid. And I'm base, you know? I think it's like, that's the vibe I got from it, where it's like, huh, you're both stupid.
Oh, yeah. It's like, the South Park centrists are funny, where they're just like, if you think anything or believe in anything or stand for anything, you are gay.
Yeah, the greatest opinion is no opinion whatsoever.
Yeah.
I love that.
I actually just wander through life with an empty brain.
No, that's not totally true. You should just wander through life and then sometimes sit down to watch South Park.
Yeah, I like South Park. That's a good show.
Yeah.
It's always been a good show, I think.
They think Cartman's just a cool character. It's not supposed to represent anything in any way.
No, he doesn't represent greed or gluttony or anything like that.
Yeah, he's just funny.
He's just a funny little fat kid who says cock and fucking...
He's just a guy on t-shirts.
Yeah.
Cool t-shirts.
They need to bring back Ghetto Cartman on Twitter.
I want to bring back like the Rick and Morty style like shit posting, but with Cartman. Like I want to tweet some shit like fucking you're just not smart enough to understand Cartman's character.
Yeah. The way he eats Scott Tenorman's parents.
Dude, they should should have Cartman on Joe Rogan. I'd watch that.
Dude, yeah. They should have Stewie on Joe Rogan,
too. I swear to God, we are like 2 years away from having an animated character on that fucking podcast.
We need Stewie from Family Guy.
Dude, Chopped and Screwed Joe Rogan. I would listen.
Like, it'll be like Rick and Morty are on the Joe Rogan pod, like talking about science and like their adventures.
While also doing DMT.
We're like one Emmys away from that. They'll do that on the Emmys this year.
Yeah. Joe Rogan be like, "Hey, that's really cool, Rick and Morty. Anyway, you ever tried DMT?"
And Rick's like, "Boy, have
elk, hey, what about if you're an elk meat on one of your weird planets you go to, Rick and Morty?" Do you ever try archery? Hey, Jamie, can you pull up that video of that monkey?
that monkey shooting arrows.
Yeah, can you pull up that monkey with the crossbow?
Hey guys, welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience. We're the Whoop Pod on the Joe Rogan Experience right now.
Yeah,
I might just make a podcast where I pretend to be Joe Rogan for like 4 hours.
That would actually be hilarious. You just have a podcast where you pretend to be Joe Rogan.
You just pretend to be Joe Rogan. And you just pick somebody to pretend to talk to for like 4 hours. Yeah.
That's not that is hilarious, and you should do that. But the element that we're really embracing over here that I fucking love is just taking podcasting to the absolute physical limit. Like, just podcasting about anything for 6 hours at a time, I think is just so epic.
Like, epic.
Just three dudes in a fucking room who are, like, just fighting off, like, just straight, like, sleep deprivation, just being like, Jamie, can you pull up fucking... And just one of them passes out on mic.
They're on a marathon for, like, some sort of raising awareness, live streaming the podcast.
It would only take us 3 hours before we're Googling gay porn as a bit. Yeah, I know it.
Just putting it on the screen.
Dude, I'm just raising awareness for elk meat. Hey,
Jamie, pull up that dude fucking a guy in the ass.
Not that one. The other.
That'd be so fun.
If you look at that right there, chimps can actually do that to you if they catch you. They're fucking scary, man.
Those fucking chimps, dude. No tails.
You want to let a chimp fuck you in the ass, Jamie?
No.
Hey, Post Malone, you let a chimp take you out to dinner and fuck you in the ass?
Yeah, Post Malone.
Post Malone, you recently did a music video with a monkey in it, right? Yeah, it was crazy. You know they can fuck you, right?
Well, they gotta take you.
I'm aware that maybe they can. Jamie, pull up the video of the monkey fucking a dude.
Every time.
Dude, this could have happened to you. You still let him on the music video?
That's so awesome.
You're just anti-monkey?
Yeah.
The idea of like anyone being around a monkey just strikes fear into him. Like he's like, you know, Joe Rogan, right?
Joe Rogan just opens up on a solo podcast episode about having a phobia of getting fucked by a monkey.
So he goes on Fear Factor, and he has to sit in a cage with a monkey for 4 hours, and they end up making a podcast. But then, like right before the 4 hours is up, the monkey fucks him.
you know, monkey, you're pretty good, man. You've been really cool guests. You've worked with Jamie. It's been a great. Oh shit! And, like just fucking gets chokeholded, down the pants.
I love the idea of like they have to. Joe just has to sit in like a cage with a monkey for 4 hours, and like the monkey is just a normal monkey, right? And they're like sitting, and Joe's like scared at first. First hour goes by, and he gets a little comfortable. The monkey's probably not going to do anything. It's like the last 5 minutes, and the monkey like looks at him, and it's like a Planet of the Apes moment where he like says like, "Bend over now."
Yeah.
Oh my god, Planet of the Apes is such a good movie.
For real. Yeah.
The new ones.
The ones with
James Franco, I love them.
That's
the only one that I've watched.
That's not James Franco.
Yeah, that's Kirk Cobain's.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, it's a regular monkey.
Fun. Jamie, pull up the James Franco was in the first fucking Planet of the Apes movie.
I didn't think it was James Franco. I thought it was the kid from the one movie with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, but I'm thinking of the one from like 2003 with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, no, the 2011 one.
Who was in the... was it?
I pirated that one.
I watched it in the theater. I paid money to see that movie.
I watched it on like movies2k.com and it had like Russian subtitles. So that's what I was doing in 2011.
Hell yeah.
Planet of the Apes. James Franco. Rise of the Planet of the Apes. James Franco.
Oh, he was in Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
It's like the story about how.
Was that the first one?
Yeah, the very first one in 2011.
Damn, I always thought. Hold on a sec. What was that one movie with Nicolas Cage? He's a wizard.
That's not a Planet of the Apes movie, I don't think.
No, no, no. I know it's not. But I thought that it was Jay. I thought it was Jay. I don't know how to say it. It's a Jewish last name.
Baruchel? Is it like Bearshaw or something like that?
Bearshaw, yeah. I thought it was him. I thought he was a scientist this whole time.
No, that's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Damn, I feel so stupid. Wow. That's crazy. That's James Franco this whole time and I didn't even know.
Crazy.
Yeah, don't you feel like a fucking idiot?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I just like feel like everything I know has just been ripped out from underneath me. That's James Franco this whole time.
Yeah, dude.
Where was Dave?
It's a great trilogy.
Was he in all of them?
Yeah. Well,
what the fuck?
Actually, I don't think he was.
Dude, I thought this was Jay...
Jay Blue Chew?
Yeah, Jay Blue Chew. Speaking of Blue Chew, we don't have any ad reads.
I can talk about my experience with the Blue Chew.
Yeah?
I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, I woke up the other day, and I don't know, I really don't have much going on right now, so I took 3 Blue Chews, and I think that's all I can like really say on a public platform.
Yeah, you were just like bored all day, so you took like 3 of them.
Yeah, all at once.
Did it work?
It worked. I can't really like say I guess I can continue the story up to a point. So I took the 3 Blue Chews and I could feel something start to happen, so I opened the door to my apartment, I walk outside and I'm at the park, and I'm just sitting down looking out at the lake, kind of contemplating my next move, and
all while you have a raging boner, right?
Yeah, and I'm doing my best to conceal it. I'm wearing like a longer shirt. It's not really helping.
That's it. Just a longer shirt.
Like a nightgown. Yeah, you're not wearing any pants. You just have a long.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing is I wanted people, to see it. Like, but also I wanted to be decent.
Right, yeah. Like Winnie the Pooh.
Naturally.
Yeah. So I was just sitting out at the park and this dog like runs past me. And comes up to me and his owner, this young, fine little piece, comes to get her dog, and I think I kind of just have to stop the story there.
Did you pee?
I don't feel comfortable discussing what happened after that.
Did you jacked off in the park for sure?
Off in the park.
Jacked off in that park. I know it.
Did you at least wait till she was gone?
I didn't jack off in the park per se. Something else happened at the park that day.
Did you say one of the park?
Did you fuck her dog?
Fucked a dog. That's it. That's the story. He fucked a dog. Leave it at that. He fucked a dog.
Wow.
He fucked a dog.
That's awesome.
I just yeah. I wouldn't feel comfortable reading an ad for Blue Chew, I don't think.
That's the moral of the story here, is that you don't want a Blue Chew ad read.
Yeah, I don't like to. I don't like it. I don't think it's a good product.
Of, I can't see. I can't sit here and honestly recommend Blue Chew as a product. So
I tripped. I was tripping on Blue Chew, and I got fucked a dog at the park.
I thought it was Ambien, but it ended up being Blue Chew.
Yeah, I was also tweeting anti-Semitic stuff online while fucking a dog.
I thought my Blue Chew was Ambien, so I took like 30 of them.
The lack of blood in my head caused me to...
My dick turned yellow. It looked like it had jaundice.
Yeah, I was lightheaded because all the blood was in my dick.
I walked into a Subway and I started just like slapping my dick on the bane where they make the sandwiches.
I physically couldn't bring myself to piss.
Blue Man Chew, and it's just like all the Blue Man group when they just all have a boner.
Bro, it's shaped like their head.
And that's like how they play their instruments.
Yeah, with their hard dicks.
Yeah, they got like they got the mallets and shit, and then they're also like hitting another drum with their dick the entire time.
I like both sides of that coin. I like Blue Man Group just with hard dicks, and then I also like Blue Chew, but the chews are just shaped like Blue Man Group's heads.
I thought you meant like your dick looked like the head.
Dude, name a better collab since fucking Flintstone Vitamins.
Blue Man Chew.
Yeah, I like the idea of the Blue Man Chew. Like, you take it, and, like, you're looking, like, you're watching your dick get hard, and, like, the head of your dick morphs into, like, one of the Blue Man Group masks.
Your dick turns and, blue.
It's like your circulation to the rest of your body is so poor that you turn blue.
Yeah. Your dick is, like, beet red.
You're just, like, suffocating because all the blood is just pooled into your pelvis and surrounding area.
I took Blue Chew, like, and there was magma leaking out of my dick all day.
Magma.
Yeah, magma.
It's so hot because all the blood's there and the rest of your body's cold. It's like a volcano.
There's so much heat and pressure inside your shaft that it creates lava.
Yeah, and then when you finally blow, it blows like Mount St. Helens out the side instead of out of the top. Yeah.
I would love the idea of like every orifice of your body just like exudes like fucking smoke. Like, there's just so much pressure in your dick. There's like smoke shooting out of like your ass, ears, mouth, nose. Like.
All your orifices.
Yeah.
Your belly button for some reason.
There's like a submarine alarm going off, like in your dick from all the
an Audi belly button that's smoking. Just looks like a little chubby cigar coming out of your tummy.
Yes,
it's like fucking like
little skin cigar.
Physical pain from like the fucking raging heart attack that you have.
Yeah,
there's so much pressure that your any belly button becomes an Audi, like one of those fucking turkey. Like little butt knobs.
Yeah, your belly button just turns into a second penis.
That's even harder.
Swelling up with air like balloons, like because it has nowhere to go in your body.
I like this. We should make this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea of like a Blue Chew just like being so fucking ridiculously violent and absurd.
I'm just laughing at the concept of us actually like some hypothetical where we actually do make this and the FDA's like, yeah, this is cool. Put it out.
Yeah.
We sell it in a GMC.
Yeah. The fucking kiosk kid is like, dude, you have to try this shit. It's gonna fucking blow your dick off.
It will fuck you up, bro. It's so funny.
I'm so surprised with the GNC staff. They really do try to like just start a conversation with you.
Yeah. Well, they want to get you hooked on pills.
Yeah.
Yeah. GNC sells Percocets.
Yeah. All of their stuff is pharmaceuticals, but they're over the counter.
Yeah, they're just a front for heroin.
Yeah.
What's the acronym for GNC again?
Generational Nutrition Cup.
I was gonna say it just sounds like it'd be like general narcotics company or some shit like that.
That's better.
Narcotics come through.
I got narcotics come through.
What if narcotics started with a K?
Good, nice, cute.
It's so funny, Chris.
They sell you an A ball, and they just instead of giving you a bag with the receipt, they just have to shove it up your ass before you walk out.
It starts dissolving halfway through, and you run to the car.
It's just up pre workout.
Yeah,
I had a friend in high school right before a football game snort pre workout, and he was like shaking.
That's actually crazy.
He's doing shit on a pre workout.
I had a friend in college who ingested so much pre-workout and caffeine that his entire body went into full body cramps and he couldn't play in the game that Saturday.
That sucks.
He couldn't practice for a week after it. They were like, dude, you're gonna die.
Oh my god.
I used to work with a guy.
He had a sick tribal tattoo, by the way.
That rocks.
No, I used to work in a warehouse with this guy. He would bring pre-workout all the time. We worked in a Pepsi warehouse, so you'd get free drinks and shit. And he would just drink rock stars all day on top of the pre-workout.
My God.
And it's I was just waiting for that man to have a fucking heart attack. He'd get so hyped up, he'd just start yelling. You'd hear him across the whole warehouse, just screaming.
It's gotta burn.
There are people in the Midwest that just have no awareness of the fact that caffeine can hurt you.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Dude, I'm one of them. Do you know how much fucking pop I drink? It's terrible. Or soda, I mean.
I just constantly drink coffee at work, and I'm always have a stomach ache. I'm always in a constant state of diarrhea and stomach ache from coffee.
Dude, I was going to say best part of coffee.
I've been there too, but having having the poop after one or two cups is so fucking legendary. Yeah. That in the morning poop you have to get your digestive system rolling. I need to drink more coffee.
And cigarettes.
Yeah.
Cigarettes are nice, yeah.
I got a bunch of holes in my mouth, so I'm not supposed to smoke.
It's good for your body. It'll heal the holes.
Yeah.
It actually gets the blood flowing so your body heals faster. It increases your heart rate temporarily.
Have you ever seen Wolverine?
Yeah.
He smokes all the time.
I think that's the science.
Yeah. Cancerous cells just reproduce cells too quickly. So if you just put carcinogens in your body, it'll create more regenerative cells so you repair faster. Dude, that would be fucking crazy.
Kill lung cancer.
That'd be so crazy if that was real. Cancerous cells are just basically superpowers.
Well, isn't that the whole point of Deadpool?
Kind of.
Yes, but dialed to 10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, cancer can be a superpower because depending on the severity, you might just have the superpower to not work a job anymore.
But cancer.
That's so awful.
Wait a minute, that's actually so funny.
Yo, I got the superpower to lose my eyebrow hair.
Radiation, I can suck it up.
Getting my cancer. Superpower is taking all the blood out of my body and putting it back in.
Oh my god.
Getting cancer is just a roll of the dice for a superpower, and somebody gets lung cancer and their superpower is just self chemo.
Jeez.
They don't have to go into a hospital. They just fucking they just squeeze their body really hard and just fucking expose themselves to radiation. Also, Clay, with Deadpool, the cancer didn't give him superpowers. He just had cancer, and then some scientist was like, yo, I got some real experimental shit, and that gave him superpowers.
Wait, I got another one. My superpower is getting to meet Spider-Man and then letting my parents bury me.
Oh, my God.
My heart broke a little bit.
Well, that seems like a good place to put a pin in it.
Oh, God.
We're at about an hour now, I think. So
yeah, I played Death of City at 9:20.
Yeah. So, Bryce, thanks for coming on, dude.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Do you have anything that you want to plug at all?
No, I don't at all.
All right.
I think that that Dewey Cox Walk Hard is a good movie and you should stream it on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh my god, yes. Thank you. Yes, that movie fucking kicks ass.
It's where the Beatles, Dewey.
Yeah. I just sit here playing on my guitar.
It's
playing.
Me. It's me, Bryce Wolman from Twitter, Dewey. My Chevy Tahoe is a DVD player, Dewey.
You're not even half the man Nate was when you cut him in half.
So you're saying I'm less than a quarter of the boy Nate was? That's all I have for you guys.
Anybody got any things?
Oh, I do. Get me the Mistress Brooke masturbator, please.
Get him that pussy.
It's going to be so fucking funny, guys.
That's a good prank.
Masturbator. When I get the torso of a woman, silicone woman, it's going to be such a good bit. So Venmo, crit dollar sign, okay?
Yeah.
How far are we on that?
I have not gotten Venmos in a week.
So you still have 15?
What do I have to send my money to?
Crit dollar sign. CHRI dollar sign.
CHRI dollar sign. Okay.
It's like the word dollar sign.
You just. Chris is just soliciting the guest.
This is just a big like scam.
Yeah,
that's crit dollar sign.
Oh like... shit, Logan, you got anything, bro?
Nah, I don't got anything.
All right, Cave.
Oh, you already motherfucking know. Follow me on Twitter, KPVQN, Instagram, WogleLettuceGod. Give me a call on the phone. And, drumroll please. I want to plug a special little guy. I actually, give me a sec. I'm going to get busted.
Chris, did you get my money?
Oh? Let's see. Where did I put?
Yes. You paid me $10 fucking?
Let's go.
Holy shit.
Dude, 25 and 60? Let's fucking go.
Where did I put the goddamn guitar pick? Yes, I can't find it. Damn. Well,
thank you kindly.
I'll plug a special little person, little guy that I really like. I was going to sing you a song, but I'll have to do it next time when I find the guitar pick. But my boy toy, Timothy Chalamet. Short,
it's
going to
be in a movie soon.
To the point. Yeah. I want to see your dunes, Tim. I want to see them both out in the open. Let me bust them back. Yeah. Let me take you to a nice 70s funk sex dungeon and let the bass lines play as we elope in a passionate, beautiful scene that would make our grandparents cry. Yeah, I love you, Timothy. Catch you on the flip.
Hell yeah.
Peace.
I got I'm starting up a t-shirt store for the Whoa podcast. I got some stuff I'm going to throw in there for you guys to check out. So, yeah, be on the lookout, brother. Other than that, thanks for listening. Check out the Patreon. Bryce, once again, bro, thank you for coming on. It was so much fun.
Thank you for $10. We're now at $25 of $60. That's crazy.
Let's go. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, dude, thank you. Man.